Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kevin Kinney, State Senator for District 39, representing Johnson, Keokuk, and Washington counties, about his work as a member of the Empower Rural Iowa Task Force, helping develop recommendations to Governor Kim Reynolds on an effort to bring new opportunities to Iowa farmers and rural workers. Senator, first thing I want to talk about was the efforts to expand rural infrastructure investment and opportunities for Iowa farmers and rural workers. As a member of the Empower Rural Iowa Task Force, what are some of the priorities that you see that can help Iowa farmers compete?
What I was on was the broadband, expanding broadband in rural Iowa. And I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, especially now after COVID. And we found how ineffective we were having kids from our schools, telehealth, and everything that goes with that, in how we need to expand broadband here in rural Iowa.
That was one of the recommendations that you made to Governor Reynolds. So what are some of the other priorities that can help Iowa farmers and rural workers?
There's the expanding the Young Farmers Tax Credit. Anything that we can do to help get our young people started in agriculture. We are becoming an older group of individuals that are farming, and we're going to have to try to find ways to get our young people involved. There are housing issues, trying to find affordable housing, especially out in rural Iowa, for getting our workers a place to live out in rural Iowa that's affordable. Those are just some of the things that we were touching on and working on.
As a farmer yourself for 30-some years, how have you seen some of those areas of emphasis that you're talking about change during that time, and how much further do we need to go?
Well, I think if we have a strong rural economy, our schools thrive. There's more kids within the schools. Our Main Street businesses do better. And I think it's real important that, and we found that the telehealth system does work. We just have to look at ways to how we are going to reimburse those or what type of formula that the health insurance will use or Medicaid to pay for telehealth services and so forth. I think it should be the same as it would be if you're in the office. Those are just a couple of things.
As far as the broadband issue, what's the path to improving that so that Iowa farmers could certainly use better technology from an internet standpoint, but if they've got kids at home that need to study school virtually and online, how do we get there?
Well, there's a number of grant programs that are out there. The governor, I believe, spent about $50 million in CARES Act that came in that strengthened that. We were working with our federal partners and USDA and Connect Broadband to rural Iowa, and there's just programs that we're going to have to realize we are going to have to continue to pay for this. The problem is out in rural Iowa, that's the most expensive part of the group because there's just less customers. So it's just one of the things that we're going to have to continue to work on.
As you look towards the upcoming legislative session, as a ranking member of the Iowa Senate Agriculture Committee, what kind of things would you like to see you and your legislative brethren get to work on right away as far as rural Iowa?
Some of the things that I know that we'll be working on is there was a bill last year that helped individuals that had an overspray problem or someone that has sprayed a chemical on their farm, that we would like to see the Department of Agriculture have this so it can be reported online, and by streamlining some of the procedures, I think that that would be a plus. There's talk, and I've been on kind of a working group of legislators that are looking at soil health. If we have better soil health, we have better retention of nitrates. We have better water retention. And ultimately, the farm would be worth more because it would be more productive. We need to start looking at that as being something that we're striving to do. And and be willing to have monies available through the Department of Ag.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with District 39 State Senator Kevin Kinney of Oxford. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.